Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's recorded in the Psalm of David. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We're here under the teaching of Pastor Darlene Bondage, a wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah to God. And today is Wednesday. Hallelujah to God. It's the 12th day of August. Hallelujah to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you to the broadcast. We thank God for being here. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise, 'cause you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now we say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Hallelujah. I believe in miracles. I've seen the soul set free. Miraculously, the change in one redeemed through Calvary. I've seen the lily push its way up through the stubborn soil. I believe in miracles, for I believe in God. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. Welcome to the broadcast. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we come thanking you this morning, O Lord God. Come praising you, Lord God, on this Wednesday morning, O Lord God. It's 12th day of August, O Lord God. We come thanking you, O Lord God, for your keeping power. Lord God, we're thanking you for your many blessings, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you're still yet moving, O Lord God, behind the scenes, O Lord God, in our lives, O Lord God. You're yet blessing, O Lord God. You're yet keeping, O Lord God. This is another day, O Lord God, that you have gave us, O Lord God, to rejoice and be glad in you, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, O Lord God. We thank you for the scripture of the week, O Lord God. We thank you for everyone that's here, that is in queue, O Lord God. Everyone who has counted not robbery, O Lord God, to shake, O Lord God, and get up, O Lord God, and to be attentive, O Lord God, to be here at this hour of power of prayer, O Lord God. Just to worship you and to praise you, O Lord God. God, we thank you this morning, O Lord God, because you never fail us yet, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, because you're yet keeping, O Lord God. You're yet delivering, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, this morning for life, health, and strength, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, for food on our table, O Lord God, clothes on our back, O Lord God, that our children are well, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the miracles that you work so great, O Lord God. There's none like you, Lord God. God, we thank you for the rain, O Lord God. It stormed yesterday, O Lord God, and the fierce wind blew, O Lord God, and hallelujah, Lord God. It just looked like it was just at any time was just going to turn into, could have turned into a tornado or something, oh Lord God. It just started gusting so hard, oh Lord God. And just to see the power, Lord God, that you have that power to just let it go, oh Lord God, and let it tear up, oh Lord God, and destroy, oh Lord God. But yet after a while, Lord God, the flood came, oh Lord God. The streets got crowded, oh Lord God. And I thank you for your power, Lord God, because all power is in your hand, O Lord God, and this world is ruled by your command, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, knowing that all things are possible, O Lord God, with you, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we come praying, O Lord God, asking healing for everyone, O Lord God, deliverance, O Lord God, for everyone, O Lord God, that you touch and set free, Lord God, that you touch in bodies, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, people that have done us wrong, O Lord God, people that have problems going on, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Not everyone have this hallelujah lock system, O Lord God, with Norton, O Lord God, for their security, O Lord God. Lord God, some have been victims of cyber crime, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you would straighten that today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we ask that you would touch hearts, minds, bodies, souls, O Lord God. Those that are going through time of bereavement, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those are transitioning in jobs, O Lord God. Those that are yet looking on entrepreneurship, O Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for speaking by your spirit and by your power, O Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, because you're omniscient, O Lord God. You're all-knowing, O Lord God. You're omnipresent, O Lord God. You are the great El Shaddai, Lord God. You're Jehovah Shammah, Lord God, because Shammah Shaddai, Lord God. You're the God that's just there, Lord God. You gave no reason, O Lord God, where you come from, where you hail at, Lord God. All we know is that you were there, O Lord God, and in the beginning was just that word, and it was with you, Lord God, and said that you created, O Lord God, the power in your word, O Lord God, that it was so, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the power that's in your word, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. So many prayer requests, oh Lord God, and you're able to know, oh Lord God, as they were called in, oh Lord God, as they formed and took place in the heart, oh Lord God, as they passed in front of us, oh Lord God, and they crossed our eyesight, oh Lord God, and they had a need, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, because you're there, Lord God, you're all knowing, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you this morning, God, on this Wednesday morning, oh Lord God. We thank you for the newcomers, oh Lord God, and those that have been here down through the years, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask that you move by your spirit this morning, oh Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. We call on a brother and minister friend, oh Lord God, James Likely this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch, oh Lord God. Lord God, their members have been lifelong friends of the ministry, oh Lord God. We pray for their family, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they will receive strength, oh Lord God, for the times that they're going through right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Don't have time to call back and talk to everyone, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, but it's a great time, oh Lord God, of harvest, oh Lord God. Help us, oh Lord God, to thrust in the sickle and reap, oh Lord God, souls for the kingdom, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that we would testify, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus, God, that we would testify, oh Lord God, to them, oh Lord God, about the goodness of God, oh Lord God, and how you never fail us yet, oh Lord God, how you are able to strengthen, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch Minister Sonia, our family, oh Lord God, and oh Lord God, Brother Marvin, oh Lord God, at the top of the state there in Washington, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, friends in California, Lord God, friends up in New York, New Jersey, wherever they be, oh Lord God, Massachusetts, Maine, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, just bless this United States of America, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, bless all the countries, oh Lord God, in this world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. There's still those that are going about doing what they desire to do, oh Lord God, whatsoever they heart desire, Lord God, they just took note, oh Lord God, they just did it, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. But we thank you, Lord God, because you're the almighty God, oh Lord God, and you're our Father, Lord God, so we come worshiping you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We come thanking you, Lord God, for keeping us, oh Lord God, every day, Lord God, it's a new turn, oh Lord God, it's a new twist, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The adversary's on the onslaught, oh Lord God, oh Lord God, but you are our strong tower, oh Lord God, you are a high tower, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, we run into you, Lord God, and we'll be saved, oh Lord God, but this is the day that you have made, oh Lord God, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, oh Lord God, in spite of what's going on, oh Lord God. They say it's pandemic, oh Lord God, there's drive-by shootings, oh Lord God, murders and suicide, oh Lord God, there's chaos here, Lord God, it's on civil rest, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, touch the young people, oh Lord God. They named them one generation, oh Lord God, but they're young, oh God. Young adults, oh Lord God. There's civil unrest to them, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Looks like some parts of the system are deteriorating, oh Lord God. There are people, oh Lord God, that are in law enforcement, oh Lord God, and just retiring those positions, oh Lord God, because of the stress, the civil unrest, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we realize this morning, oh Lord God, that you would not be treated with familiarity, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, realizing, oh Lord God, that this pandemic could have been gone a long time ago, oh Lord God, but it reminds me, oh Lord God, of the children, Lord God, hallelujah, when you brought them out from Egypt land, oh Lord God, could have made the trip, could have made the journey, oh Lord God, but the hearts, they call you aside, God, the hearts wasn't right, oh Lord God, so they persisted, oh Lord God, in the desert, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, needing to change, oh Lord God, everything's up, oh Lord God, everything's able, oh Lord God, everything is in an effectual zone, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, schools are opening up, oh Lord God, and our children and grandchildren, oh Lord God, job areas open up, oh Lord God, and they're trying to sanitize, oh Lord God, and do everything they can, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. But they yet some their minds are still yet, oh Lord God, not willing to accept changes, oh Lord God, not willing to repent, oh Lord God, of the things that they're doing, oh Lord God. They're not lining up, oh Lord God, refuse to correct the right, the wrong that needs to be corrected, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. There's just so many things, oh Lord God, that we need you to look upon today, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we come to to the prayer and deliverance ministry, O Lord God. This hour of power of prayer, O Lord God, to come, O Lord God, to put our petition before you, O Lord God, to worship you and to praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you this morning, God, for moving by your spirit and by your power, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you because you are the God. You're the almighty God, O Lord God. You're the God that spoke and it was so, O Lord God. You're the God that spoke and it was brought to pass, O Lord God. You're the God that's able to keep promises for thousands of generations, O Lord God. You look down through the annals of time, O Lord God, what you have set in place, O Lord God. It's there, O Lord God. It comes to pass, O Lord God. You are a proven God, O Lord God. When you speak it, O Lord God, it will come to pass, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask, O Lord God, that you have shake again things, O Lord God. Pardon me. And these say in this spirit, O Lord God, of this pandemic, O Lord God, take it out, people, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. The drive-by shootings, O Lord God, the unrest, O Lord God, the chaos here, Lord God, you're the only one that can, O Lord God. And you're the only one that be your will, that it will, O Lord God. But we're standing here, O Lord God, in prayer, O Lord God, looking to you, O Lord God, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith, O Lord God. Lord God, you wrote this here out, O Lord God. It's in your word, O Lord God. Lord God, you said you never would leave us, you'd never forsake us, even until the end of the world. God, we pray for Minister Linda, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for everyone here, Lord God. Can't call everyone's name, O Lord God, but you know who they are, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God. And we bless your name, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you this morning, O Lord God, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord God. Hear our cry, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth I cried unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That is higher than I. For thou hast been a strong tower for me, and a present help from my enemy. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That is higher than I. Hallelujah to God. God, we thank you, O Lord God. We want to welcome you to the broadcast this morning. Hallelujah. Those that are in queue, I thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. We have the scripture of the week, and it was a scripture that's on my heart. We'll start with that, and we're going to get the prayer request, and we're going to see all who's in queue there. It was, and we thank God for the scripture that was in Chronicles. Hallelujah to God. And God is moving, and some things took a different approach. Hallelujah to God. It's amazing. God's word is alive. It's real. I think it's 1 Chronicles 23 and 30. It says, and to stand every morning to thank and to praise the Lord and the likeness at evening. Hallelujah to God. I thought about that, and I have looked in the scripture here. I've seen that their God has a divine order of things that he does. Hallelujah to God. It has got extensive. Hallelujah to God. But what I gleaned from this particular scripture was that there's a certain order in God. He talked about the Levitical priesthood and how things were to be set up. And in a sense, it came to mind about the body of Christ, that we're baptized into the body of Christ, hallelujah to God. And everyone have a function, hallelujah to God. Some are greater, some are more complex. Some jobs people have to do inside of the body, I couldn't begin to I couldn't begin to expound on the hallelujah to God. So I look around almost like Amos did, you know, just a country boy, hallelujah to God, walking around and looking at the vastness of God and all the things that God be doing and how he does it so well. He works in miracles so great. There was a boat that had an explosion on it, a vessel. This is not a little boat. This was a ship, had a vessel that moves car. Where I work at, I go to Blunt Island every day, and this thing moves thousands of cars. No telling how many thousands of cars it moves. And a few weeks back, could have been much as a month, it exploded. And they had an explosion on board, and they were pumping water on it for 5 and 6 days. You know, those fire boats, I call them, pumping water on it. They did not want the boat to sink right there by it. And so they had people that they called in, just in the organism. They finally got the fire out after a week or so. And they didn't want the boat to break in half and sink, hallelujah to God, but it got so hot in there, like an inferno. And I see the last few weeks, they're working on it. They're going to repair it. And I thought about it, and I realized that I had no idea what they were repairing or how to repair it, but God has someone that, and the scripture, I looked and I thought about the prayer line here. And how people gather themselves together and make up their mind when they lay down that I'm going to get up in the morning and praise the Lord. And we allot this time. And I think about the work that the pastor, the evangelist, that darling's doing, the preparing, the watching out for things, how she has set things in order so many things ago. I tell you, she's a top-notch administrator when it comes to that. Hallelujah, God. And she has set things in, what she has set in order was able to compensate for the time, hallelujah to God. Sometimes we get to the top of the hour and the spirit be just moving, hallelujah to God, and just take the break and it's compensated for, hallelujah to God. So me, I would like to thank you on behalf of her for the your love offerings that you send in, the prayer that you send in, and just your sacrifice of your tithing and blessing God as he has prospered you, hallelujah to God. And we thank God for it. And I thought about it, and when it goes into the priesthood, hallelujah to God, how God had set people in order to minister, you know. Thought a little bit about Elijah and Elijah, hallelujah to God, how his cupbearer just poured water on his hand, hallelujah to God. And when it was all over, God rewarded him, hallelujah to God, he had a double potion. Thinking about God and all that we're going through right now in the name of Jesus and all what we're going through, that we're well able. It's like when Moses had sent a spy to the promised land, and they looked and they saw. And they came back, those that stood in faith, those that loved the Lord, those that knew God and his work, those that heard about the miracles, those that were there that seen the dividing of the Red Sea, and the seeing God turn the Pharaoh heart around, that they were released and that they didn't come out poor, that they came out with substance, hallelujah to God. That God had sent the word to the Pharaoh, tell him to let my people go, that they could come out to the wilderness and worship me. Just looking at the things of God. But I'm going to read just a little bit of the gospel according to St. John, and we're going to get the prayer, hallelujah God, and we're going to move along in this hour of power of prayer. John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. That says a lot right there. It says, and the Word was God. The same in the beginning with God. Verse 3 says, all things were made by him, and without him wasn't anything made that was made. In him was life, and this life was the light of men. The light shined into darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The witness says in 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. And this was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. And the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But the part is, 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. Thank you, Jesus. This was the true light that lighteth every man that came into the world. He was not born of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. That was more than I intended to read, but it had spoke to me so much so, because I started thinking about God had sent the word and all that his word does, hallelujah to God. How God blesses us. It's a word. He spoke everything that exists in our healing, our deliverance, what we go through, to understand his word, hallelujah to God, and the power and the working of his word. It is awesome. Hallelujah, God. And the more that you begin to pray and worship God, the more you begin to understand his word, hallelujah, God, the more things begin to open your eyes of understanding, become enlightened, it comes enriched through the Holy Spirit of promise. I have a friend. He preaches, hallelujah to God. He does a lot of things, but go on that, then you know who it is. And he was seeking a business adventure at this time, and he was spending a lot of money in it, and he calls up, and he talks to me, and we have prayer, and we discuss the word, and we go back and forth, and he's seeking the word. So he called yesterday morning, can hallelujah to God, and we, you know, the regular going on, and God is blessing him. Talking about how the broadcast is, hallelujah to God, and this, that, the other. And he was looking for a word, and as we were talking, I mentioned the scripture of the week. And as we begin to talk, God dropped the verse of scripture, which I can't call, in his mind. And I said, well, read it. You know, he's going on where I'm working. The part of the scripture said, what it said in whole, was that you had a form of godliness. It didn't say denying the power thereof. But the scripture had read in part that your heart is not with me. A lot of times we say that we love God, but our heart is all together in a different place. And the thing was how he took that very scripture. When I heard the scripture, it's first to the one that God gives it to. Then it goes out. At first, the bread first came to Jesus. He blessed it, he broke it, and then he gave it out. So as the word was blessed, it immediately in my spirit it registered what it was that God was talking to him about, the business venture that he was going into, not to do it. That's what I got from it. But when you're not in a situation, you're always able to read it a little bit better than the one that's going through. But it had not amazed me, but it was something how he had a scripture, he had a word, he had the answer that he needed, and how he turned the scripture around to put the blame onto somebody else. It's like saying a lot of times God must be talking to somebody else about this situation that I'm praying him about. So instead of God answering me and put the scripture in my heart, which I know at this time and this hour of power that it's for you, and it's for me, he turned it around and blamed it on somebody else. And I said to him, you don't know what that scripture is saying. And he began to talk about everything else. And then he brought up all the faults and why things fail and stuff. And so I left him there because I was at work. But I thought about that word, how God would send a word in season, hallelujah to God. hobgoblin sent a word, and because he had, I figured was that because he had invested so much money into this business, and he's gone, and he's getting things ready, and he's preparing to do something, hallelujah to God, and he wants God to bless him, but God had already gave him a business. God had already gave him a spot in the body. God had already blessed him with a church. God had gave him what he wanted him to do. And a lot of times we go through a hard time because we want to do what we feel to do. We want to do what we feel comfortable in doing. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't want to set the showbread, hallelujah to God. Sometimes we don't want to pour the water, hallelujah to God. Sometimes we don't want to clean up after the priest had brought the sacrifice of the lamb was brought, after the sacrifice was made, hallelujah to God. Sometimes we don't want to work in that particular part of the body that Christ has placed us in, hallelujah to God. Sometimes it's just for you to support, hallelujah to God, and just stand there, hallelujah to God. Sometimes it's for you to praise, worship. Sometimes it's just a thing to be in the amen corner. Sometimes God just have us here to rise up and to praise his name, hallelujah to God, and to meet the needs of the people. God does what he do, hallelujah to God, because God is awesome. He does what he will do in the name of Jesus. So that word stuck. That it all started from a word, the Son of God. In the beginning, it was just the Word of God. And that Word became flesh, and it dwelt with us. As John said, we beheld the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah to God. Been a little bit longer on this here than what I just, that Word was just there. Hallelujah to God. We thank everyone for coming this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. We're going to pause. We're going to Pastor Darlene. Hallelujah to God. See what she has. Hallelujah to God. And we're going to continue in this hour power prayer here at the Prayer Deliverance Ministry with the Circle of Friends. Hallelujah to God. Pastor Darlene. Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, for sharing that. Yes, we do know. And my mother used to tell me as I was listening to you, my mother used to tell me, we are the first partaker. We are the ones, the leaders, those who are giving the word. It's for those who are giving it, first of all, before we could share and tell somebody else what the word of God says. So thank you for that this morning. And today I want to pray for those who were in that storm. They call it a derecho or something in the Midwest that tore up a lot of roofs and turned a semi-trailer truck over. It was not a tornado. It was not a hurricane, but they said this was a very high-impact wind storm. So I want to pray for the people who were affected by that and the different things that are going on around the country, natural disasters. God is still in control, and he can heal, and he can restore. So just want to pray for that. Also want to pray concerning a family matter. We have a meeting this morning with one of the fathers in the family. So I just want to pray that there will be a resolution name out there, and pray that whatever the issue is, that God can bring resolution in that situation. Also, just pray for families. Families are having a rough time right now, as I heard you praying earlier, but we all want to come together and pray for families as they're trying to figure out what to do with these children. I mean, it's so much chaos. And basically, we can pray and bind up the spirit of chaos and just pray that there will be peace in the land and around the world. So those are the things that are on my heart this morning. Also, Uncle Marvin, just want to keep him in prayer concerning the cancer that he believes is trying to attack his body again. So he had cancer of the lungs. And they're trying to determine what to do about the next steps for him. So we want to keep that out there. Also, my niece, Yvette, she's just going through so many things in her life and needs Christ. So we'll pray for her and all the families, every family who has a person in your family who is not saved. We want to pray for salvation. So just put salvation out there as something you want to pray for today. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Now, yesterday, when the rain came to Jacksonville, it was a propulsionary cloud. It was big. It was over a mass area, and I saw this cloud. But what was different about it? The sun was shining all around it, back of it. You could see the clearness. But that happens a lot in Florida. But when it started to rain, I rebuked it. I said, I didn't want to get wet, but I saw it there. I said, well, you stay up there because the lightning and the thunder came, and, you know, we have metal containers and metal all around the place. And it waited until I got everything shaken, got back in the truck, and as soon as I drove up under the sheds, that rain came down in record numbers. The wind was so was shaking everything. Didn't want to move. They said, move out. Told me to move, you know, but I wouldn't move because it was something different. It was just, you could see the hurricane just building up or whatever it was, and I believe that's somewhat similar. But of a bigger magnitude that did Akayosia that happened out west there, and hallelujah. Let's just come together, everyone, and we're just going to praise God and for these prayer requests here, and then we were just going to pray and worship God. I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving here, and we want to praise God and we worship. And we have time to take your prayer requests, hallelujah, God, and your testimony. But right now, the lines are being opened, hallelujah, God. We just want to pray for all the requests that Pastor Darling had put there. It is this unction of the Spirit to move and this strange devastation that is coming upon the earth, hallelujah, to God. Remember, God saved 8 souls by water, so it doesn't take God to save everybody, hallelujah to God, for him to start all over again. So we thank God for his mercy. Let's come in and pray about these requests here. We want to pray for family, the children, the family meeting, that there be a great resolution today, being that I think she said it was the father, a husband, hallelujah to God, that God would just begin to move in that situation, hallelujah to God. We want to bind the spirit of control, the spirit of witchcraft, hallelujah, as we go in, hallelujah to God, that there will be a resolution, and that it will be a great family meeting this morning. Whatever your situation, and this is, take a few minutes, hallelujah, God, and pray now and go up before the Lord and pray, and then we're going to come back down and we're going to see what else we have on the broadcast here this morning. But the Lord is moving in that direction. So Father, it's in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that we begin to pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, about the situation, oh Lord God, for the family meeting this morning, oh Lord God, the devastation, oh Lord God, and the people that are there, Lord God, that have met that storm out west, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and the earthquake, oh Lord God, that was up north here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and things that just happened, oh Lord God, instantly, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, at any time, oh Lord God, at any minute, oh Lord God, it could be it, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we pray for family members, oh Lord God. We pray for salvation, oh Lord God. We pray for people, oh Lord God, that are yet rebellious, oh Lord God, and refusing, oh Lord God, to serve in the kingdom, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Refusing to serve, oh Lord God. Refusing to realize, oh Lord God, that this earth, oh Lord God, this world belongs to you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, that you're hearing our request, oh Lord God. Brother Marvin, oh Lord God, and the cancer deal, Lord God, people that have aches and pains and limbs in their body that are hurting, oh Lord God, those that are going through financial straits, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask, oh Lord God, that you would move by your Spirit, oh Lord God, and that you would speak, oh Lord God, to individuals, oh Lord God, collectively, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for everyone that is here, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would meet the needs, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would touch, oh Lord God, that you would set free, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Our children, oh Lord God, that especially have protection, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your Spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we put this situation here, Lord God, we put it on the altar, hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you for it right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We call it done. Yes, we're going to call it done, oh Lord God, by the precious blood of Jesus, oh Lord God. This battle is done, oh Lord God. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen again. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. We thank you. Amen. What we're going to do here is they call your son and I call your seed, but your son and I call your son on the call you, but call your God. Hallelujah, God. I'm going to ask Pastor Donnelly if she can. Hallelujah to God. That we want to see if she have a list of people that came out to pray. If you have a testimony or something, we ought to give time to that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. I just feel that there's things that God wants to do, so I'm going to put it in the hand because she could see the board. She could see the the computer, the board. I was thinking of the switchboard. But hallelujah to God at this time. Hallelujah to God. You could give your name. Hallelujah to God. And if you have a testimony, hallelujah to God. And if this time she could call on someone else to pray, hallelujah to God. I just feel the Lord moving. And the movement is that I'm not getting off the line, but I feel that God is just working. That Spirit of God is just moving through the lines. So, Pastor Darling, if you would assist in this here, please. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, just a minute. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Hallelujah. Well, the lines are open. If you'll give your name, if you have a testimony or a prayer request, go ahead and do that at this time. Amen. Good morning, good morning. This is Maria.
Good morning.
And I do have a testimony because last night, that night we used to get up, we used to pray at night on the phone together. And when we would take turns, as one was praying, no, I had beginning to pray. I happened to look up on my ceiling, and there was an insect crawling across my ceiling. And it just so happened that somebody had to put it off because of their phone, you know, was acting up. And I was able to get it, you know, before, you know, I was asleep. Normally, you know, I wouldn't have seen it, and it would have been in my bed biting on me. So I just thank God for me being seeing that little insect crawling across my ceiling up toward the head of my bed. And I just want to thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you for your protection, O Lord God, from dangers seen and unseen, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're so
good. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we can destroy each one of those insects, oh God, that they would not hurt her, oh God. They would not bite her, Father. We just thank you for that, oh Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, this is Sister Linda. I ask y'all to continue to pray for me.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So everybody else, if you could just give your names, and if you're not able to pray individually, just say listening, so that we'll know who's here today. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Jeannie. Listening, I want to thank God for waking me up this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, watch over this country. There's too many things are going on right now. Bless the country and our families, as you already stated. And pray for me and my family as well. Thank God. God bless.
Good morning. This is Darling M. I'm listening.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Vaughn Lester. And I thank God for this brand new day, and I'm listening.
Amen. Good to hear your voice.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
All right, well, we're just going to continue to pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go ahead, Apostle Horse, we
had
something to share.
Yeah, so while the Lord was, while he was moving, he was calling out people's names. I wanted to see what else he had here. But hallelujah to God, but he's working is people have made, people have made special prayer requests, hallelujah to God, and there's some people have ongoing situations, hallelujah to God. One was a prayer request that Minister Janice had put forth, and Jazzy and Uncle Marvin, and stuff. There's this prayer that the Lord was just moving, and you could feel the Spirit just moving. And it's like, it's the first time I see it, it's like different things were coming up that was on the prayer line and requests, hallelujah to God, that God is moving by His Spirit and by His power. what it is that he's going back. A lot of times people are looking, Eko Shatanakaya, for something new or something different. Hallelujah to God. They have itchy ear, but then God is sort of like, let me know that we just continue to do what we're doing and hold fast to that there, what we're doing, worshiping and praising God, and continue, you know, don't be disturbed by the medium, hallelujah to God, because things are out of control, and when you look at it, it becomes overwhelming, hallelujah to God, and then it becomes a distraction. So while I was saying was that God was moving, and he's moving in his spirit, he's moving by his spirit and his power, and he's answering prayers, hallelujah to God. It's very hard to explain what God be doing when he be working by his spirit, but he lets you see that it was a time to this, you know, to ask for the help there, because we're here. We're a circle of friends, hallelujah to God, and God is blessing. He's working things out, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Different people that are not even on the line, he'd be calling their name out, hallelujah to God, and there'd be prayer going up for them. So we're going to continue in the prayer, hallelujah to God, and keep that going. And just because everybody is, things are going on, and the medium is there. They get all kinds of things that they come up so quick. What happened is that, what happened, if you look at the medium of the TV, you look at the television, you look at the commercials, and you look at all the masses that they're making, and they're making shields and stuff for the faces of, it's if and though they're not looking for this situation to pass by. It's look like they're trying to prepare themselves or prepare us to accept the fact that God is not going to remove this pandemic out of the way. And what happened is God is just requiring a change. So I noticed that that a lot of the ministers and ministries, God is sending them back to review what he said in his word, hallelujah to God, to review that there's an order of things, hallelujah to God, to review that we are citizens of heaven, hallelujah, that we've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Things operate different in the kingdom. We're required to worship God. We're required to tell people about the goodness of God. So he that believeth back, baptized, they shall be saved. It's a working time now. A lot of revivals going on, nothing wrong with revivals, hallelujah to God, a lot of things are still going on, but it's time to worship, it's time to encourage people to serve God, hallelujah to God. It's just like the God said, I'll stop everything because God wants your undivided attention, hallelujah to God. And that's what I was saying in the spirit, that God is wanting your undivided attention and worship and praise. He's moving, he's working, everything is fine in heaven. Everything he's working, he's still blessing, he's answering prayer requests, he's still healing. He's still delivering, but he has everything shut down so that when it comes time, he would not be treated with familiarity. God is calling for the attention of the saints of God. He's calling to see, what have you done? What have you planted? What have you sown? Hallelujah. If your righteousness is, your heart is with God. These are the things that God is putting forth in the spirit. For those who don't see, for those that say, well, I'm waiting for God, God will do it. You have to go to God, hallelujah to God, because he's able. He's able. He has power. All power is in his hand. As Mother said, if the world moves by his command, hallelujah to God, all you have to do is get into the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, the Prince of Peace. Problems vanish. Hearts amended. Hallelujah. Children are being killed, hallelujah to God. The child molester, they're still out there, hallelujah to God. There's still those that are into pornography and all kinds of things, damnable things, hallelujah, things that they have no business dealing with, hallelujah to God, and God has shut down the earth in part, hallelujah to God, that he's given everyone time to pray, hallelujah to God, because it's the same now, it's almost similar to the same as it was in the days of more. They're still going on, like it's going to be all right. We'll get this mass, we'll do this, the other, and we'll go on, but what happened is it's time for like a solemn assembly. It's time for us to go forth in the name of Jesus, into the presence of God. It's time for the true saints of God, those that really love God, hallelujah, God, those that have grafted themselves in, hallelujah, into the spirit of God, to feel the heartbeat, the pulse of God, to keep their ears open to the word of God, to the scriptures that are going on, hallelujah, God, to go before his presence with faith, singing and worshiping God. God is going to move in the situation. It's not time to sit back, hallelujah, God, relax and say, well, would you pray for me? Well, ask somebody else to pray for you, because people have been doing it for years. They give you the problem, they figure they'll go about what they're doing, hallelujah to God. But this is a corporate effort of the world, hallelujah to God, to go before God and to worship, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. If people make a slow change, it was 120 years that Noah was preaching, it's going to rain, and preparing the ark, hallelujah to God. There's a plague in the earth. They're killing. They don't know what it's doing. It's earthquake in diverse places. Hallelujah to God. The signs that Jesus spoke of, they are upon the earth now. Does that mean that if you're not right, it's time for you to be saved? It's time for you to change your mind. It's not time to give up on those that we've been praying for so long. And mostly if you undergo this long at something, you just say, well, let them be so. But don't give no one to the devil, hallelujah to God. Don't send no one to hell. Don't curse no one's life by the power of your words, because life and death is in the power of your tongue. You have that ability. If you got a sign, you have that ability to speak life into them. You have that ability to change the thoughts of people, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Pastor Darling, we could I don't know what time it is. Hallelujah to God. But
amen.
God was it. I just took a break and then I caught your see, but your son and I caught your see, Abel's son and I caught your see, and that was going on there. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Pastor Darling. Abel, she. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
I just want to praise the Lord for his goodness and his mercy that endures forever and ever. So, Father, we are thanking you today for this time of prayer, of fellowship, of just coming before you with thanksgiving in our hearts, oh God. We are thanking you, Father, for all that you're doing. We thank you for your blessings upon each and every one of our lives, oh God. We do pray for our sister Linda, oh God, and thank you, God, that you touch her life, touch her body, touch her finances, oh God. Heal and deliver, Lord. Continue to set her free, God. We know, Father, today that whom the Son sets free is free indeed, oh God. So we thank you for freedom in her life, oh God, and we thank you for our sister,
Amen.
Oh God, how you're blessing and touching her life, oh Lord. We're thanking, Lord, for Sister Jeannie and her family, Lord, as she has requested prayer for her family. Not only her family, but families around the world. We continue to just thank you, God, that you are delivering, that you are drawing people to yourself, Lord, that they will see the light of Jesus Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're thanking you for this blessing us, oh God, to be a blessing, Lord. You're removing the spirit of fear, God. We know that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, oh God. Thank you for those sound minds, oh God, in each and every one of us, oh God. We're trusting and depending on you, God. We know without faith it's impossible to please you, Lord. So we pray for an added measure of faith, oh God, for each and every one of us here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Those who are not here today, oh God, but have been here down through the years, Lord, we continue to bless you today, oh God. We continue to praise you, oh God, because you're removing demonic spirits, oh God, that have attacked many lives today, oh God. Even though we are hearing about the COVID-19 and the things that are going on across the country, oh God, the evil that's out there, oh God, we know, Father, that there are things that have continued to try to crop and creep into the family's lives, oh God, to bring about chaos, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for healing and delivering and setting each one free, God. We're blessing your name, oh God, for Apostle Horsley, oh God, and how he diligently comes and leads us, oh God, our Pastor Scholastic, oh God, and how she leads us, oh God, our Sister Marie, who has been leading us on the various days, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Mary M, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and Mary K, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for our sister Yvonne, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Juanita, oh God. We thank you for blessing Sister Jeannie, oh God, and Darlene M, oh God, and Sister Chris, Lord. We thank you for our Sister Grace, oh God, for Sister Kanisha, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Belinda and all of these families connected to each name I'm giving, oh God. Thank you for Sister Evangelist Janice, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, God, today for this blessing, healing, and delivering and setting each and every one free, God, and the family members, oh God, are coming to you, Lord, our sister Helen, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our sister Yvonne, God, in the name of, thank you, Lord, for just joining us, oh God, join us closer to you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. Our sister Charlotte, oh God, we thank you for healing and bringing her to a place of rest in you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are thanking you for sister Gladys, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our sister Mary, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you are just doing a mighty, wonderful thing, oh God. Every interfering demon is being destroyed, oh God. Our sister Lois, Lord, we thank you for her, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for just giving us peace, Lord. We lose the spirit of peace this morning, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Our evangelist Lynn, oh God, we thank you for blessing her, oh God, to be so supportive of her husband, God,
And Lord, we pray for each and every wife out there, oh God, that they will support their husbands. And also for the husbands, oh God, that they will love their lives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come and bind up the spirit of sexual perversion right now. In the name of Jesus, there are those, oh God, who are dealing with perverted sexual desires, oh God, and we ask you, Father, to heal and deliver and draw them to you, those who are molesting our children. Oh, my God, we just pray, God, today for the healing of their minds, oh God, each and every one, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we are coming to the end of this time of fellowship together, Lord, we pray that each and every one of us will have a day of peace, a day of joy, Lord, a day of victory, oh God. We have victory in you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for every business woman, every business man, oh God, that you bless those businesses, oh God, and those who may not have started their business yet, oh God, that you would give them direction, oh God, on what to do, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. And Lord, as you bless, Lord, we pray that people will continue to give, Lord, give to your ministry, oh God, to help to do the work, oh God. We know that there is a cost, oh God, for everything that we do, oh God. There is nothing, oh God, that cannot be done without you, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that you're helping and encouraging and increasing each and every one of us, oh God. We do know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of the world and they that dwell therein. If we need anything, oh God, we know that you will supply it according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. It's in Jesus' name I pray and I thank you. I say hallelujah. And amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for everyone who's here. I pray that you will go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that you will walk in the favor of God. Amen. Everywhere you go. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.